This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has been in contact with Israel about a strike on a school in Gaza Thursday, according to State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, talking to reporters, adding that Washington expects Israel to be fully transparent in making information about the strike public.
The government of Israel has said that they are going to release more information about this strike, including the names of those who died in it. We expect them to be fully transparent in making that information public.
Israel hit a Gaza school on Thursday with what it described as a targeted airstrike, and up to 30 Hamas fighters inside, and the Hamas official said 40 people were killed, including women and children sheltering at the site. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on Spain's application to join South Africa's case at the top UN court accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain's foreign minister has announced that Spain will ask a United Nations court for permission to join South Africa's case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. España. Speaking in Madrid, Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez made the declaration after what he said was weeks of consideration. Spain is the first European country to take this step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in late 2023. It alleged that Israel was breaching the Genocide Convention in its military assault that has laid waste to large swaths of Gaza. Mexico, Colombia, Nicaragua, Libya, and the Palestinians have already requested to join the case. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to address a joint meeting of Congress on July 24th. Congressional leaders confirmed the date of the address late Thursday after formally inviting Netanyahu to come speak before lawmakers last week. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The shooting attack against Slovakia's populist prime minister last month has highlighted divisions in Central Europe, a region that's become especially polarized in the wake of Russia's large-scale invasion of Ukraine. John Speer narrates the story from Europe reporter Ricardo Marquina.
One report by the Slovak think tank GlobalSec suggests that war fatigue is to blame for decreased sympathy for the Ukrainian cause in these countries.
What has sort of been happening since 2022 is that some of the initial support is fading, but it was a very high level of support, so that's expected in some countries. For instance, in Poland, compared to 2022, less people see Ukraine's future in the EU, NATO, or both.
With support for the Ukrainian cause declining in Central Europe, Russian propaganda, observers say, is focused on undermining support for the European Union among societies in places like Romania, Slovakia, and Hungary. For Ricardo Marquina, this is John Speer, VOA News.
The United Nations humanitarian chief says that leaders in many conflict areas are more interested in a power and political rivalry than listening to the needs of their people, improving their lives, and ending the fighting. In an interview with the Associated Press, Martin Griffiths said humanitarian workers in conflict-torn countries see the consequences of the failure every day, when they often put their lives on the line to help millions of people who are hungry, displaced, and caught in violence. He's preparing to step down this month after 3 years as Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator. He says there's no lack of political diplomacy on Gaza, but that it's just not working well enough. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on observances of the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion against Nazi forces in France.
International leaders, including President Joe Biden, joined a few surviving veterans to mark the 80th anniversary of World War II's Allied invasion against Nazi forces. On June 6, 1944, Allied aircraft bombed German coastal defenses in France, and troops poured ashore on five codename beaches. The sound of reenactors Thursday at Utah Beach tracing the perilous and bloody paths ashore.
Emotional and exhilarating because of the fact that the history literally happened here.
Jason Maliari traveled to Normandy from California. Nearly 160,000 Allied troops landed in Normandy on D-Day. History's biggest amphibious assault resulted in thousands of casualties. I'm Norman Hall.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.